brand new month. It's February. This is the first Sunday in February. We have a new theme, and it is spiritual living as diversity and inclusivity. How perfect is that for right now? How perfect is that? As they say in Centers for Spiritual Living, we value, embrace, and celebrate the individual uniqueness and contribution of all people as they express their differences of gender, ethnicity, culture, history, experience, talents, and sexual orientation. There's only one life. That life is God's life, that life is my life, that life is my life now. You know it, right? There is only one life. It's God's life. From that life, all created beings have come and continue to come. One life, uniquely expressed as you and 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 them and them and them and them and them. Everybody on this planet comes from the one life. There are no exceptions. And knowing that, we realize that all creation is born of perfection. It's like a beautiful garden, many different colors, many different shapes, many different varieties, designs. We express that spiritual, special uniqueness in harmony. We're designed to bring our uniqueness into harmony with each other so that we rejoice and appreciate and respect the different ways that this beautiful life brings itself into harmony in life itself. So we are individually designed and yet uniquely formed. We're divine human beings. And we radiate that one life in so many distinctive, exceptional ways. So in our desire to understand, to respect, to appreciate one another, we can experience our sweet, sweet unity. That's what we're about. And we can celebrate our unrepeatable individuality. I've learned a lot about snowflakes since I've been here. It really seems to be true, although I haven't really taken a scientific study, but it appears as though they're none exactly the same. They look alike. They're all made out of the same substance, but each one is quite unique. You and I very clearly look, act, sometimes believe, and express differently, but we're all made out of the same stuff. I was looking at some different traditions, and I want to share these with you today, because we're always looking to see what do we have in common. At the same time that we look to see how lovely that there's an individualistic expression of that same life in traditions, in faith traditions, and in other groups of people. So I have several different faith traditions here that, listen if you will, see if they say pretty much the same thing. From the Catholic tradition, it turns out this is from the Catechism. So some of you who were raised in the beautiful Catholic Church might find this familiar. Maybe you can hear it in a different way today. The divine image is present in every man. It shines forth in the communion of persons, in the likeness of the unity of the divine persons among themselves. In the communion of persons, we live out the image of God, not only through our own individual gift of humanity, but also through the communion with others. Do you remember saying that? Does it mean more to you now, maybe? And then, this is still from the Catholic tradition, it says, thus we are called to see how God is reflected in our own lives as well as in others, even though they're different. Each of us reveals in a mysterious way a truth about the nature of God which was given to us in our creation. Part of our purpose in life is to find God's presence within. We must ask how our differences complement one another and how we are tied to each other and to God. Now, this is from Texas A&M Catholic Ministries. You love it? I love it too. This is from the Islamic tradition. Unity is strength. When the sand grains unite, they become a vast desert. When the sea drops unite, they become a boundless ocean. The conglomeration of stars in the firmament of sky soothes our eyes. The seven colors emerge in the shape of a bewitching rainbow. The unity of people makes an invincible, strong nation. This is the reason Islam lays great stress on the importance of unity. The Islamic concept of Tawhid, I don't know if I said that correctly, but it's an Islamic concept, is the other name of the unity of humankind. The cornerstone of Islam is the unity of God. Allah's unity teaches us the message that we should not divide humans into sections and sects. From the Jewish tradition, the beauty of creation, as we believe and as science ever more wondrously shows, is that unity above creates diversity below. And the more complex the life form, the greater the diversity. The Rambam says that though diversity applies to all life forms, it applies more to humans than any other. From the Buddhist tradition, the expression many in body but one in mind consists of four Chinese characters that could also be rendered different in body, same in spirit. What is crucial here is that the type of unity aspired to is not a mechanical uniformity, imposed or coerced from without. Rather, it is unity that has at its heart respect for the diverse and unique qualities of each individual. Many in body. Such unity arises when people treasure each other as unique and irreplaceable individuals and to try to bring out the best in each other. From the Hindu tradition, look not for differences, look for similarities. The Hindu view that there is a single life force that exhibits itself in many forms, insects, animals, trees, and humans, of all hues and color, tells that the focus needs to be shifted from picking difference to identifying similarities. Now, Zubin Mehta, you know, the wonderful violinist and conductor, he's from India, he said, "It is my Indian heritage that taught me how to coexist and create a great symphony. Not divide and rule, according to the Hindu tradition, but unite and progress." The Hindu view is non-aggressive, non-threatening in all walks of life. The Hindu practice of yoga is very popular in Western countries. The word yoga literally means union or togetherness. Then from the science of mind tradition, unity is expressed in multiplicity. You have read that and heard that and spoken it yourself, I'm sure, many, many times. We are individual entities in a universe which furnishes the background and the foreground for each of us. But each is unique, different, but fundamentally alike. Let me tell you a little more about Centers for Spiritual Living. In the last century, during apartheid, our centers, and we had five of them in South Africa, were fully integrated. The only churches I am aware of in South Africa at that time that were fully integrated. We have always been welcoming communities from the 20s when this first came on the scene. We've always honored the LGBTQ people. And with many of these folks, leaders in our communities from the beginning. There has never been a time in Centers for Spiritual Living that not everyone was welcome and cherished. Just as we have always seen the universal spirit within all human beings, so we have always honored all religions, all faith traditions, all paths to God. And as you know, we love in this community connecting and praying with and playing with all different faith communities here in the area, and we're doing more and more of it. We do not teach people what to think. We teach people how to think creatively, intelligently, positively, wisely, lovingly. I would like to read something to you that came just recently from our Centers for Spiritual Living leadership. It was signed by Dr. Ken Gordon, our spiritual leader, Reverend Dr. John Waterhouse, our field leader, Dr. David Alexander, Leadership Council Chair, and Steve Burton, Executive Director. This is call to action for all centers. Centers for Spiritual Living stands in solidarity with leaders and faith organizations who have spoken out about the executive order from the President of the United States of America that bans immigrants from 7 majority Muslim nations, including Syria, whose residents have been subject to ongoing deadly civil war. Centers for Spiritual Living embraces the United States of America's values of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which to us means the inclusion of all people. Therefore, we affirm what is written at the base of the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. We stand in solidarity with religious faith leaders who believe that it is possible to create a world that works for everyone without loss of human rights or national security. In following the example set by Jesus, who in Matthew 12:13 said, "Stretch forth thy hand," our organization extends our hand out to others to promote goodwill, love, and compassion in the form of this affirmation of our solidarity. In the spirit of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who stated that our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter, we choose not to be silent and instead to appeal to our leaders to work toward human dignity and compassion for those who turn to our nation for help. Centers for Spiritual Living values and celebrates the individual uniqueness and contribution of all people as they express through differences of gender, ethnicity, culture, history, experience, talents, and sexual orientation. Therefore, we commit to speak for and stand with those who are working diligently to uphold our Constitution and our Bill of Rights by protecting human rights and the dignity of all people. We commit to standing with those who refuse to discriminate on the basis of race, religion, nationality, gender, or sexual orientation. As I shared with you this week in my pen, from the pen of the minister on Tuesday, this is a very important time in our personal lives and in our world. An important time to acknowledge every person as a spiritual being and to honor each one's value. We want to remove the or and speak more of the and. You and me, not you or me. We dissolve then the false barriers that have been created between individuals or groups, and we return to that holy place of perfect union at the deepest part of our own souls. It's fun to quote yourself once in a while. Many of us attended the Martin Luther King Day of Service, where we brought food and we brought clothing and we worked together. We packaged up that food. We got it ready to go. Some of us actually did the delivery to the agencies around that were ready to receive these things. It was wonderful. And there were signs that you may have seen around the area that say, "Love your neighbor." And so Reverend Mike, they were selling them for $5 a piece. That was a deal. He bought 4. And I've enlarged a little bit on what that said. And I love the sign. So this is that sign with my addendum. Let's love our neighbor. The brown, black, white, sexually diverse, politically dissimilar, religiously different, age assorted, and differently abled, fully human, fully divine neighbor. Now, am I preaching here this morning? Have I left teaching and gone to preaching? Is that okay with you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. All right. Bring it, huh? Preach it, huh? Okay. So I'm going to say this again. Maybe you would like to say it after me. Let's love our neighbor.
Let's love our neighbor.
The brown, black, white.
White,
sexually diverse,
politically dissimilar,
religiously different,
age assorted,
differently abled, fully human, fully divine neighbor. I think we have something going on here.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. You know, it's time for us not only to do our prayer work, and it's so important that we do. That's the beginning of it. That's where it starts. Not only to go deeply into meditation, not only to connect with that loving, wise, wonderful, powerful, sane, just presence that says, we're all here to celebrate the life of God in one another, to take that out of our prayer chair and, what did I say last time? Take it to the streets. And by that, I mean simply live what we teach. Live who we are by sharing it with each other. That doesn't mean that we have to go out on a street corner. Could be fun, but it doesn't mean we have to go and shout it from the rooftops. Let's just live it. Don't you see? It's just living it. It's just not allowing when somebody begins to say something against another person, not allowing that to happen. But in your grace, because it's God's grace, expressing in, through, and as us, in your grace, speak from your heart what's authentic and real for you, and they won't be able to go on with it. We just need to be authentic, to let God be God in us, as Meister Eckhart said, another good Catholic tradition. Let God be God in you. Wasn't it wonderful to hear all the different faith traditions and how unity is what it's all about, and how the celebration of uniqueness is what it's all about, and that God living within us and within all sentient beings is most definitely what it's all about. Let's celebrate that. Let's do what feels appropriate to do as we're moved from within, as we're guided from that center of goodness within us, to love our neighbor, all of our neighbors. And that really begins with this one right here, doesn't it? We begin by loving ourselves and appreciating ourselves and forgiving ourselves for anything we may have ever done that was not a lovely thing to another person. And we didn't know any better then. We know better now. So the forgiveness is an important part of that. And then loving ourselves and loving our neighbor and loving this beautiful country and loving this wonderful world and knowing that there is a tide that is turning for the good, because we're standing in our truth and we're loving one another. And that's who we are as this spiritual community, living, loving, learning, because this is a spirituality that works. So will you say with me, I celebrate the unity of all life.
I celebrate the unity of all life.
It manifests beautifully and uniquely through me.
It manifests beautifully and uniquely through me.
And by means of every person I encounter, I am so grateful we are one.
I am so grateful we are one.
And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit, and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.